Allender back here, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, an impromptu sports line here on a Tuesday night. Orioles and Rays postponed because of the weather, of course. Reports of sleet in the Baltimore Metro today, certainly diving temperatures, and just perusing right now through the baseball package here at Camden Yards on our in-house monitor. It's actually comical and a little absurd to see some of the baseball games that are being played right now in the Midwest and in parts of the East Coast a little bit right now. A lot of uncomfortable fans and even uncomfortable ball players, although for the ball player, I think they'll be okay. But let's switch gears to the sport of lacrosse, the NCAA tournament on the horizon. Joining us now, the editor-in-chief of Inside Lacrosse, John Gelati. John, how are you?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing very, very well. Well, let's start, I guess, with what happened last weekend, just a few days ago, Maryland and Hopkins. Did the Blue Jays winning classify as an upset for you in your mind?
Technically, yeah, but I mean, I think as both coaches kind of pointed out after the game, the team that is more desperate in that matchup, that rivalry, typically wins. So I think in ranking, yes, it was an upset, but, you know, not surprising that Hopkins came out and in a must-win situation, having lost three of their last four coming into that one, that they really needed that one, and they played like it, and Maryland played like they didn't, and it made a huge difference.
Are the Terps in trouble right now?
I think that, you know, they're a young team, and, you know, maybe there's a little bit of, you know, some fatigue setting in from the season that, you know, that would be more of a concern. You know, they look like they just didn't really have it. You know, Hopkins really came out and pressured them defensively, and I think made them uncomfortable, made them, you know, lack confidence, and that was really impactful. I mean, they dominated faceoffs, but yet they couldn't get anything going offensively. So, you know, they're a little bit in trouble to come into Notre Dame this weekend, but they need to kind of right the ship before the ACC tournament. They have enough quality wins. They're in good shape for the playoffs, but, you know, in terms of playing well, yeah, they need to kind of figure out what's going on offensively.
And as far as the Jays are concerned, are they in the tournament?
I think that they, you know, this win against Maryland was huge. I mean, they needed a top five potential win, you know, at least a top 10 win coming out of that one. So I think that they're, you know, the Loyola game obviously will dictate a lot at the end of the season for them. But that this was a huge step forward, no question.
And as far as Loyola is concerned, I mean, are they the best team in the area right now in the state of Maryland?
Absolutely. In the state of Maryland, yeah, I mean, you know, potentially up at the top there, you're looking at, you know, Duke and Syracuse, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of plays out. Loyola's been quiet, you know, as we kind of expected, coming out of that Duke win when they just dominated the Blue Devils. That seems like 3 months ago at this point, but, you know, they're going to be hosting the Patriot League tournament, which will be exciting for Baltimore, I think, and kind of a new event for the area. So, you know, again, Loyola season is going to kind of come back into everyone else's attention for that Hopkins game on May 3rd.
John Gelati, the editor-in-chief of Inside Lacrosse, is with us here on WBAL. And, John, when you look at the other big game, actually the D3 level coming this weekend, Stevenson and Salisbury, it's 1-2. Before we get into this game, how good is this rivalry becoming, both two Maryland State teams and also two programs, one that's been good for the last few years, one that's been good for a long time?
Yeah, and I think the quality of the magnitude of the rivalry speaks to, you know, it continuing past, you know, the fact that they're not conference opponents anymore. So, I mean, I think it's really cool that these coaches agreed to keep this rivalry going. I think it's great for the Division III game. You know, I've heard a couple people mention, you know, a few times that, you know, Division III lacrosse doesn't have, you know, until Stevenson got good lately, they really haven't had that marquee team in Baltimore, and to have that, you know, that big game for D3, I think is important. You know, and obviously Salisbury is an institution in Division III lacrosse. So, you know, these guys playing each other is mammoth, and to be playing on Saturday night, prime time, 7 o'clock, and, you know, especially the fact that there are no other really big games going on in the area is big, and they're going to get a nice crowd up at Stevenson on Saturday night.
For those who are considering going, and they usually circle the area in Division I lacrosse, maybe Loyola, Towson, UMBC, Hopkins, Maryland, etc., and are considering going to this one, what caliber play will you see if you see a Salisbury-Stevenson lacrosse game?
incredibly high level. You know, absolutely. Division III lacrosse is, you know, a lot of people come out of the Final Four every weekend and say the Division III championship game was the best game of the weekend. And, you know, and that's, you know, people that don't see much Division III lacrosse. Those that do come out of every game, you know, more or less saying, wow, that was so exciting. It's so much more up and down, so much more free flowing. You know, the players kind of, you know, are a little more available to play more and just kind of experiment a little bit. So it's going to be an exciting game, and you know, the athletes are great. You know, maybe they don't have the size and speed that you're going to see at the Division I level, but it's absolutely as skilled and maybe more exciting than a Division I game that you're going to see.
Out of those two teams, I mean, how many, what percentage of them could play at that D1 level and some at some school?
I mean, you know, you see annually see, you know, a host of transfers coming out of the Division I level to, you know, to Division III. Tony Rossi is a guy who was at the Division I level on Stevenson's team, and there's a host of other guys who flirt with that Division I level. I would say, you know, it's probably, you know, maybe 10-15% of each roster, maybe 20% that could play Division I, but have kind of chosen this path either to play other sports at the Division III level or just, you know, liking the smaller school size and maybe the ability to play more right away. Or maybe they're late bloomers, which is kind of a big thing in lacrosse now that it's made Division III a lot better. Those guys that don't blossom until their senior years of high school get passed by all the Division I teams, and Division III becomes more of an option, and they're all of a sudden, you know, incredibly talented players. So, two of the leading scorers, Rhett DeBolt, another, you know, former Division I guy. So these guys are talented, and, you know, they're definitely fun to watch.
Yeah, a lot of good reasons to go to a D3 school, and it should be a great one Saturday. Prime time, as you said, John Stevenson and Salisbury to get the number one ranking probably in the country, and then both these teams are heading to the tournament no matter what, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think they've kind of demonstrated that over the season. It's, you know, a little bit more parity at the top this year with, you know, just a couple undefeated teams at this point. So, you know, Division III is always fun to watch as it comes down to the tournament. It's so wide open. But, yeah, we'll definitely see both these guys in the playoffs. This will be a playoff caliber atmosphere, no question, on Saturday night. I mean, these guys, as we mentioned, this is a rivalry, and it may not have conference implications anymore, but, you know, these guys, there's a lot on the line, especially considering there's so many Maryland kids on these rosters that, you know, they all know each other. You know, there's a lot of familiarity, and there's a lot of, you know, desire to beat each other.
Very cool. John Gelati from Inside Lacrosse. John, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That's John Gelati. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.